And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
You know, as the economic forecast for the next 18 months becomes a bit more foggy and a bit harder to predict, companies of all sizes and all industries are searching for capital-efficient growth. A few years ago, I wrote a book called Harvesting Intangible Assets, which basically compared the innovation and entrepreneurship process to farming and agrarianism. You know, planting seeds, fertile soil, fending against weather and nature's raiders like birds and deer, and the harvesting of your crops and getting them to the marketplace on a timely and efficient basis. Tens of thousands of companies have valuable embedded intangible assets that are ripe for harvesting, ripe for bringing to the marketplace, commercializing and monetizing these assets. But first, they must be committed to a process of unlocking these intangibles to drive stakeholder value. Here's a five-step process that your company can easily follow. First, you got to build a culture of innovation. Nothing of value gets created if people are dysfunctional, disengaged, disrespected, disaligned. You've got to have people that are tossing and turning at night, not thinking about their next job, but thinking about how to improve innovation and growth at your business. Second step in the process, take inventory of the assets that you have that already exist. The costs and the R&D dollars towards the products are already invested. Many companies have what we call in the innovation world widows and orphans, projects that have been abandoned, which can be revisited for alternative markets or alternative opportunities. Third, protect your assets using intellectual property laws, patents, trademarks, copyrights, and trade secrets. Fourth, develop business plans for the licensing, partnering, joint ventures, sale of the assets around these intellectual properties that can be deployed outside your current focus. Fifth and finally, make sure you monitor and measure results, adjust, and repeat. Tens of trillions of dollars are critical intangibles are rotting on the vine as we speak. It's important. The key to our economic growth, new jobs, global competitiveness, etc., can lie in these assets, but only if we all commit to being intellectual capital agrarians.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.